Watch him, set him down, maybe he'll confess. He took everything from me. He took the tablecloth. He took the plate with the fish on it. He took the sword from my bayonet and my wife from my bed. I give out the gun if Ratamir gewandet, Ratat Mamir Tigen, and all this from their sheep.
If I were Rothschild, if I were only Rothschild.
A Kasrilivke Melamed let himself go once on a Thursday.
While his wife was demanding money for Shabbos and he had none to give her. If I were only Rothschild, guess what I would do? First of all, I would pass a law that a wife must always have a 3-ruble piece on her so that she wouldn't come nagging me when the good Thursday comes and there is nothing in the house for the Shabbos. In the second place, I would take my Shabbos gabardine out of pawn, or better still, my wife's squirrel skin coat. Let her stop whining that she's so cold. Then I would buy the whole house outright from foundation to chimney, all 3 rooms with the alcove and the pantry and the cellar and the attic. Let her stop grumbling that she hasn't enough room. Here, I would say to her, take 2 whole rooms to yourself. Cook, bake, wash, chop, make, and leave me in peace so that I can teach my pupils with a free mind. This is the life. No more worries about making a living. No more headaches about where the money for Shabbos is coming from. My daughters are all married off. A load is gone from my shoulders. What more do I need for myself? Now I can look around the town a little bit. First of all, I'm going to provide a new roof for the old synagogue so that the rain wouldn't drip on the heads of the men who come to daven. After that, I shall build a new bathhouse. For if not today, then tomorrow, but surely soon, there is bound to be a catastrophe. Chas v'sholom. The roof is going to cave in while the women are inside bathing. And while we are putting up a new bathhouse, we might as well throw down the old poorhouse too and put up a hospital in its place. A real hospital, such as they have in the big towns, with beds and bedding, with a doctor and attendants, with hot broths for the sick every day. And I shall build a home for the aged, so that old men, scholars who have fallen on hard times, shouldn't have to spend their last days on the hearth in the synagogue. And I shall establish a society for clothing the poor, so that poor children shouldn't have to run around in rags with, I beg your pardon for saying it, their pupics showing. Then I shall institute a loan society so that anyone, whether he be a teacher or a workman or even a merchant, could get money without having to pay interest and without pawning the shirt off his back. And a society for outfitting brides, so that any girl old enough to marry and without means should be outfitted properly and married off as befits a Jewish girl. I would organize all these and many other such societies in Kasrilivka. But why only here, in Kasrilivka? I would organize such societies everywhere, all over the world, wherever the children of Israel are to be found. And in order that they should all be run properly with a system, guess what I would do? I would appoint a society to head them all, a board of charity that would keep watch over all the societies under it. This board of charity would keep watch over all of Israel and see to it that Jews everywhere had enough to live on and they lived together in unity. I would see to it that all Jews sit in yeshiva and study the Bible, the Talmud, the Gemara, and all the various commentaries, and learn all the seven wisdoms and the 70 languages. And over all these yeshivas, there would be one great yeshiva, or Jewish academy, which naturally would be located in Vilna. And from there would come the greatest scholars and wise men in the world. And all of this education would be free to everyone, all paid for out of my own pocket. And I would see to it that it was all run in an orderly fashion, according to plan, so that there should be none of this grab and run, hit and miss, hop-lop business. And everyone would think only of the common welfare. But in order to have everyone think only of the common welfare, you have to provide one thing. And what is that? Naturally, security from want. For, take it from me, security from want is the most important thing in all the world. Without it, there can be no harmony anywhere. For alas, one man will impoverish another over a piece of bread. He will kill, poison, hang his fellow man. Even the enemies of Israel, the Hamans of the world, what do you think they have against us? Nothing. Nothing at all. They don't persecute us out of plain meanness, but because of their lack of security. It's lack of money, I tell you. That brings envy, and envy brings hatred, and out of hatred comes all the troubles in the world, nicht gedacht, all the sorrows, persecutions, killings, all the horrors, and all the wars. The wars, the terrible slaughters. If I were Rothschild, I would do away with war altogether. I would wipe it off completely from the face of the earth. You will ask, how? With money, of course. Let me explain it to you. For instance, two countries are having a disagreement over some narishkeit, a piece of land that's worth a pinch of snuff. Territory, they call it. One country says this territory is hers, and the other one says, no, this territory is mine. You might think that in the beginning, God created this piece of land in his honor. Then a third country enters and says, you are both asses. This is everybody's territory. In other words, it's public domain. Meanwhile, the argument goes on. Territory here, territory there. They territory each other so long, they begin shooting with guns and cannon, and people start dying like sheep, and blood runs everywhere like water. But if I come to them at the very beginning and say, listen to me, my brothers, actually, what is your whole argument about? Do you think that I don't understand? I understand perfectly. At this Seder of yours, you're ignoring the Haggadah and obsessing about the matzah balls. Territory is only a pretext. What you are after is something else, something you can get your hands on. Money, funding, and while we are on the subject of funding, to whom does one come for a loan if not to me? That is, to Rothschild. I'll tell you what. Here, you, Englishman, with the long legs and the checkered trousers, take $1 billion. And you foolish Turk with the red fez, also $1 billion. And you, Aunt Riesel, that's Russia, another $1 billion. With God's help, you will pay me back with interest, not a large rate of interest, God forbid, 4 or 5% at the most. I don't want to get rich off you. Now, do you understand? I have not only put over a business deal, but people have stopped killing each other in vain like oxen. And since there will be no more war, what do we need weapons for? What do we need armies and cannons and military bands for and all the other trappings of war? We need them af kaporis, not at all. And if there are no weapons and armies and bands and other trappings of war, there will be no more envy, no more hatred, no Turks, no Englishmen, no Frenchmen, no gypsies, and no Jews. The face of the earth will be changed, as it is written, and it will come on that day, meaning the Messiah is coming. And perhaps, even if I were Rothschild, I might do away with money altogether. For let us not kid ourselves. What is money anyway? It is nothing but a delusion, a made-up thing. They take a piece of paper, decorate it with a pretty picture, and write on it 3 silver rubles. Money, I tell you, is nothing but a temptation, a piece of lust, one of the greatest lusts. It is something that everybody wants, and nobody has. But if there were no more money in the world, there would be no more temptation, no more lust. Do you understand me or not? But then, the problem is, without money, how would we Jews be able to provide for Shabbos? The answer to that is, how will I provide for Shabbos now?